back on a post game. While we were off air, Anna said something funny that I'm going to out her on. She said, "Jake, you like to be stimulated." Okay. Now, I'll leave out the context because it's just funnier that way. It's true. In fact, that's one of the reasons I enjoy getting high off of edibles, because then I am further stimulated. Like, it heightens everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I was tasting colors. Yeah. So if
I need to consume what you're having, because no. I don't have these experiences.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. So I prepare like interesting different food mm-hmm. for when I get high, because I know I'm going to trip. And so I'll have a banana with a peanut butter cookie, or like I had a Nutella cupcake ready. Mm-hmm. So I had a banana and Nutella cupcake, and I was like, oh, there it is. I'm tasting brown and yellow, and they are delicious. Okay.
Oh my God.
And it's impossible to explain unless you experience it, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, there's mahogany and oak, right? But then I said to myself, like, oh, Jank, you're kidding. You can't actually taste mahogany and oak. Mm-hmm. But I am tasting the brown and yellow. Okay. Later, it was black and yellow. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Do you? So I feel like you turn all of this into an event, since you don't really do it often.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And so, like, what is the planning method like? Because I think that's also an interesting component.
Great question. Great question. So on Friday, I happened to be at a hotel, and I'm always alone because it's weird. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean you're always alone? Like, who would be in the hotel with you?
Hookers, mistresses. No, my wife or kids or family or whatever.
Yeah, but you always travel for business. You never travel for fun.
No, this time we were actually traveling for fun.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. And so, a little bit of business, mainly fun though. Mm-hmm. And actually, Wendy and the kids came the next day.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So, and it's a nice hotel and it's by the ocean, and I felt good about it. So, you're right, I planned it all out. I had calls that literally went from 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 at night, nonstop. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, now I'm done, and I got to squirt away as much as I could. Let's get high, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I have it a little bit before the meal, because mm-hmm. I'm like, if I time it just right, the meal will taste better, right? That never works, because it's an edible. It hits you like hours later, and doesn't really work in 45 minutes and stuff,
yeah.
But it's a nice thing. Anyway, but what it does, the extrasensory taste stuff doesn't kick in until later, but the tripping starts by the end of the meal.
Right.
Okay? Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I'm by the water. I'm like, great, I love the ocean. I'll look at the ocean and I'll see if I can trip off that, right? Mm-hmm. Mission accomplished, okay? Uh-huh. So I went and was looking at the ocean. I'm like, oh, there it is, I'm gone, okay? Like, you know how I go into these trances and then I come back out, right? So I'm looking at the ocean and I'm like, thank you. I was like, it's so beautiful. People don't thank the ocean enough. Thank you for being in my life.
Okay. You know, they don't have the ocean in Arkansas.
That's true.
It's something you should keep in mind.
Okay. So then after I thanked the ocean several times, I don't know why, but I got it in my head. I'm like, I'm not the ocean. You're the ocean. Okay, I kept telling the ocean. And I was pointing at it. Mm-hmm. And then I would.
Do you think the ocean knows, or did it need you to tell it?
Yeah, because I thought maybe he got confused. They're like, that dude's a force of nature. Maybe he's the ocean, right? And then I realized I was pointing at the ocean when I snapped out of it. I'm like, oh, wait, did anybody see? Anybody see? Okay. And then I'm back in. And I'm staring at the ocean, but you have to understand something. I am loving it. No one has enjoyed looking at the ocean more than I did when I was high. Mm-hmm. Okay, I normally like it anyway, but it's just on steroids, but in this case, it's literally on edibles, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, yes, yes, what a great ocean. And then when I started tripping more, the ocean froze mm-hmm. and it became like it looked like it was gonna tsunami. I'm like, oh, that's it. That. And now it's over.
You made the ocean angry. Too many compliments.
And once the tsunami thing started happening, I was like, oh, I gotta go. I gotta get his, I can't let people see me like this. I gotta get the fuck out of here. And I was like, and I can't, if I stop, I'll trance out, right? Mm-hmm. trance out. Okay. And so I'm like, I gotta keep walking. And
I thought you were like sitting on a balcony in your hotel.
No, no, I was outside the restaurant. Okay.
Oh my God, paranoia city. I could
not.
A mess. I'd be like, oh my God, everyone's fucking looking at me. Oh, and then imagine like a fan comes up and starts having a conversation.
I thought about that because people come up to me all the time now, right? So I'm like, I can't have a viewer come up. They'll think I'm nuts and yada, yada. And I was like, I gotta keep moving. So then I start moving fast. And next thing you know me, I can't control my body, right? When I'm high, I'm like. And I'm like, oh no, they're gonna see this. I gotta stop doing this. I can't stop it, right? It's crazy, it's so much fun. Anyway, long story short, I make it into the room.
Uh-huh.
But like, as I'm enjoying the banana and Nutella cupcake, I'm like, right? I'm like, oh shit, they're gonna hear another room.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna know, they're gonna think your hooker or mistress, whatever they're gonna think, right?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, and then I hear like some movement in the other room. I'm like, they know, I'm caught. I'm like, caught doing what? I don't know, right?
Yeah.
The funny thing is if they bust in, they're like, what's going on here? And they see me with like mouthful of banana and peanut butter cookie. I'm like, what? Anyway, then I take a bite, I lie on the bed for a second, gone. Like, and then the tasting of the colors, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
God, it's so much fun.
It sounds like psychedelics. Like it's interesting. Like I'm curious to know what the dosage is and all that. Because when you eat edibles, it does affect you way differently than smoking it. So it's just our experiences are so different, partly because we consume it in different ways. But one of the things that I love to do, and I don't know, this is ridiculous. I don't even know if I've ever shared this, is one of the last times that I smoked, I had this urge to read conservative op-ed writers on the New York Times.
Of course, obviously.
No. And so I don't even remember what the topic was. Oh, it was on the topic of charter schools. So a conservative writer had written about charter schools, and I'm like, this is fascinating. I gotta read. I gotta know their perspective. And the thing is, he was a reasonable guy. Like, and I was like, wow. Now I want to spend like the next 2 hours researching data on charter schools to see if it's right.
Yeah.
And so like our experiences are way different. Like I get very, I get very analytical and very like, it helps me focus if that explains anything.
Yeah.
I'm not good at communicating when I'm stoned. I'm terrible at communicating when I'm stoned. I get very paranoid, which is why I don't want to do it in public spaces. But I get very analytical about what I'm reading. I see it from a perspective that I otherwise would not have seen it in.
Yeah. So congratulations, you have outdorked me. I mean, who gets high and thinks, I should read the alternative point of view on charter schools? Okay, wow. I mean, that is amazing. Okay, must really like this stuff, right?
No, I do. I really like reading about education policy. I know that's weird, but I don't know. It's also not a big event for me. I think if it were something that I saved for like my relaxed time where I'm like at a hotel and I'm not supposed to do any work, then that's different. But when you're in the middle of the work week, you're already in work mode. And so I'm at home. I smoke weed all the time. So why not, you know, smoke and read what conservatives are saying about charter schools?
Why not? It's Friday. We ain't got shit to do. Let's read conservative opinion columns on charter schools. Okay. Yeah. So just to conclude my story, the only downside of the edibles is that it knocks you out so quick. It makes you so sleepy.
Yeah.
So 4:30, I take it. 5:30, it begins. By 8:30, I'm already out. I got knocked out by 8:30.
Good.
And I got 10 hours of sleep. And I was like, man, that felt great.
Yep.
Right?
There's no downsides then. That was not a downside. If anything, you need more sleep. So that's awesome.
I hear you, but I wanted to trip just a little bit more. But it's great. And I'll tell you the dosage. I'm way oversharing now. But the tiny little mints, that you can get in California, right? I mean, they are small, right? So one for me is a helicopter ride. We're just pleasant.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're just having pleasant little fun, you know, little ride. Oh yeah, that's a. Sometimes I can't feel it at all. Sometimes it's a nice little buzz. Two mints. Oh, we're in a jet, we're having fun. Things are happening.
Wow.
Okay. Three, space shuttle, gone. Tasting colors, thanking oceans. Okay. Four, don't do it.
Have you ever done four?
I've not done four, but I've accidentally taken too much before. I did the last time I did it, and like the earth was moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was like, and I was like, bit much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so anyways, look, everybody's got a different reaction to it. I know that people are watching us, so let me just say, and I'm not saying it to be like a parent or a dork or whatever. So just be careful, nice and easy increments, and don't overdo it. Definitely don't overdo it on your first try, because you have no idea how your body will react to it. Look at how differently we react to it. And so if you're gonna, and you know, there are stories of people getting knocked out by edibles are a dime a dozen, right?
Yes.
So definitely be careful, including Maureen Dowd, which you probably read when you were high, and how she had too much edible in Colorado and like lost her mind. And then she comes out and she's like, this is dangerous.
Yeah, right. Ridiculous. But if you do find yourself in that situation where you have consumed too much and you think you're dying, just try to understand that you're not gonna die. It's literally impossible to overdose on marijuana. Just try to enjoy the trip.
Try to enjoy it. And breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe.
It's gonna go away.
Okay, breathe. Yeah, you're gonna be fine. Okay, much love. We'll see you guys soon.